Hey everybody, my name is Michael Roth, and this is the Keep Your Soul Texas podcast, and I'm here with Owen Stanfill. What's going on here at the restaurant at Keep Your Soul?
So Michael, we've got quite a few new things happening here on the restaurant, both with the wine list and our appetizer menu. We're really proud to serve some really fantastic Keep Your Soul made wines, but the beauty of the Keep Your Soul restaurant is that we're not beholden to only serving Keep Your Soul products. And so we are really happy. And it's a really unique opportunity for us to put some of our products that we're really proud of next to some of the best wines, some of the best spirits, not just in Texas, but also, you know, in the world. So I wanted to go through some of the new things that we're bringing on, how they sit next to what we make here at Keep Your Soul, and how that is an offering for you at the restaurant here at Keep Your Soul.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I know we were talking off camera about a Malbec. We obviously have a Malbec as Keep Your Soul, so...
Yeah. We've been making a Malbec, growing and bottling Malbec here for a good little while. Our 2014 vintage is the current release. It is an expression of what Malbec does with our East Texas, our Keep Your Soul terroir. It's really a sense of how our earth, our weather, our winemaker provides for a wonderful Malbec. But again, like I was saying at the top of the podcast here, we're also kind of blessed to offer not just the pure expression of Keep Your Soul Malbec, but also a pure expression of a traditional Mendoza Argentina Malbec.
Ooh.
And so what we've brought new onto the wine list is this Donna Paula. It's a winemaker you may be familiar with, but this is a little different than what you may find on just your everyday shelf for Malbec. This is their Selección de Bodega. It's the winemaker's first step of reserve. It's some of the best fruit from the Donna Paula estate there in Mendoza, Argentina. And man, it is not only a reasonable offering in the mid 70s on the list, but just again another pure expression of Malbec in its native state.
Hmm.
Something else that we make really well and kind of a new release even for Keep Your Soul is this
reserve. Yeah,
that reserve so Cabernet. Good. The reserve cabs get a little extra oaking. They have a fuller body than the flagship Cabernet. Really a lot more complexities. The extra oak, the winemaker's careful attention to picking the right fruit has really provided us with the way I describe it to folks here in the restaurant is we're definitely playing with the big boys now with these reserve labels and the Cabernet especially.
Yeah, so shout out to Michael, the winemaker, and the team for that.
Big Mike McClendon is taking great care of us here at the restaurant. So on our list to kind of put next to that Cab Reserve, we've got a wonderful Napa California Cabernet Sauvignon here from Aliris Vineyards. They call this line the Audition, and this is take one. This is on our list at like 170, and is the quintessential big California cab.
Hmm.
We're using the Cab Reserve as kind of our big boy cab, and we've got some other big boy cabs, including the Audition, to put next to it. Next, I want to talk about Pinot Noir. Do you like Pinot Noir?
Oh yeah, of course. Who doesn't?
I mean, yeah, it's not drinking any Merlot. Yeah. Having Pinot Noir. Shout out to all the fans of what's the movie, bud?
Sideways.
Yeah, Sideways with Giamatti. Giamatti's not having any Merlot. You always wanted the Pinot Noir. So here at Keep Your Soul, we don't get to grow Pinot Noir.
Right.
Thin skinned grape can't handle the heat, but we recognize Pinot Noir drinkers as a really nice slice of the wine drinking community. And so to kind of put alongside the wine that we put forward as a Pinot Noir style, which is our Texas Artees. Mm-hmm. It's a blend, but it is blended to the palate of a full crush, maybe California style Pinot Noir drinker. And that's in that spirit, we brought on one of the best known Pinot Noirs from California you can find, made by Gary Farrell. This is from the Russian River Valley. It's a 2015 vintage. Again, full crush, full bodied. Not a soft, not the light Pinot Noir you may see that comes out of Oregon, which is what I want to talk about next. We brought on as well well-known Willamette Valley Pinot Noir from Argyle. This is their flagship Pinot Noir. This is kind of a half crush, a little more pale in the glass. And that really compares well with special grape, one that actually ignited my passion for Keepersall, and that is the Morvette. Morvette is a varietal that you're not going to find everywhere, and our terroir has really lent this Morvette to, again, that kind of soft Pinot Noir style, red, very easy drinking, not going to overwhelm, great with dinner, because you can take it from salmon all the way up to carne asada.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that Argyle to put next to our Morvette. And then the last new addition I want to talk about has a lot to do with this bottle here. This is something a lot of Keepersall fans are familiar with. This is definitely one of our best offerings. It is blended to the palate of our founder. It is just a comfortable, full-bodied red that I know a lot of people are familiar with and make a lot of people happy. And so in that spirit, we brought on a really unique blend that is starting to gain a lot of traction in the wine world. This is from Dow Vineyards. Some of y'all may be familiar with them in Paso Robles, California. And this blend is called Pessimist. Very popular in that we actually had to wait a little while to obtain this one for the list. The allocations weren't right, but we greased the wheels behind the scenes a little bit, and I got a case of Pessimist here for folks to enjoy.
Yeah, you're gonna have to try that.
Some really unique additions to the wine list here at Keepersall, and the restaurant is again just a wonderful way to not just try Keepersall wines, but understand where Keepersall wines fit in the marketplace.
So not only do we have a winery, a wine tasting room, we have a distillery where we distill our vodka, rum, and bourbon. We also have a restaurant here. We obviously are behind the bar here at the restaurant. We've talked about some of the wines that we offer. What about our spirits? Obviously, we serve our own spirits that we distill here on site. But what other styles of spirits that maybe we serve here that we can maybe compare?
Yeah, it's real nice. You know, you go to the distillery here at Keepersall, and you're going to be offered a cocktail made with the spirits that we produce, because by law that's the only thing that we can sell over there. But with our private club license here at the restaurant, as you can see behind me, we've got a full bar ready to offer everything from tequila to cognac to the three spirits that we also produce, vodka, rum, and bourbon. And that's something I wanted to talk about today.
Okay.
A lot like I was saying with the Pessimist, we had to wait. We've been wanting some things to put on the shelf, and we've had to wait a little while and talk to the right people and figure out when the timing was right. And we've come into some really, really nice offerings for the bar top that I wanted to highlight today. First, of course, we do have our Jimmy's Bourbon, both the 90 proof and the 100 proof available here at the restaurant.
Awesome.
They make fantastic old fashions. Michael, our lead bartender, is an old fashioned aficionado, and he really, really cracks a big smile when somebody orders an old fashioned and asks for a whiskey or a bourbon suggestion, because he can put Jimmy's out there without even thinking about it.
Yeah, it's definitely a fan favorite.
But bourbon is really, really in right now, and we've got a lot of folks that come in and just pour over our shelf looking for, maybe a bourbon that is hard to find or something unique. And we have made some really nice additions to the spirit list here to include both of those, something unique and something that's maybe a little more rare. Our retailer, our supplier, said that when he put this on the shelf, because we ordered a case of it, that he had some, and this was his words, this guy's name's Keith, the good old country guy from Troop, Texas, and he looked at me and said, we had some people plumb freak out when they saw this Whistle Pig 10-year rye on the shelf. It's something that bourbon heads, whiskey heads are looking for. There are groups that I already saw it. The word is out. Whistle Pig is on the shelf in Oasis and Troop. If you guys are looking for a bottle, but I also can make some fantastic cocktails with this 10-year barrel-aged Whistle Pig. I also mentioned a little bit of a uniqueness, and this is a personal favorite of mine, not only because it's Texan.
Right.
Which we all know Texas is really getting in the game on this craft distilling game. So this is from Balcones Distillery in Waco, Texas. Mm. And this is a single malt Texas whiskey, not technically a bourbon because it's not, you know, applying to some of the rules of using corn and new American oak. But what they've done is created what is very complex, smoky, still slightly sweet, single malt whiskey that Michael will tell you I'll share with anyone willing to talk about.
Yeah, it's really good.
I think I've asked Michael if he's tasted it two or three times at least. And he goes, yes, Owen, I tried it. Another personal favorite of mine is this Eagle Rare bourbon. You'll find that on our list and not on a lot of shelves, as well as just a good classic, the Booker's, named after Booker. No, this is a small batch bourbon, high proof, barrel proof, but man, with a little water and a little love, this bourbon can really create some fantastic cocktails. So, we're not just limited to Jimmy's.
Right.
We have kind of a little freedom of expression here behind this bar. And Michael and Emily and Greg and Sebastian, and these guys really enjoy the palette they have to work with. So
right, yeah, that's amazing.
The last thing I want to talk about is our rum. Pierre's rum, barrel-aged, single barrel style rum, is obviously something we've been doing for a while. Islander style, made from three different kinds of molasses. Mm-hmm. A really unique product that you're not going to find in a lot of places.
No.
Barrel-aged rum, though, is something that I really enjoy because you can take a rum and treat it a little like a whiskey or a bourbon,
mm-hmm.
and really highlight the barrel notes for the spirit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, anything you might do with whiskey, like make an old-fashioned, a Manhattan, some of these classic cocktails, mm-hmm. that call for a whiskey or a rye, don't be afraid to use a barrel-aged rum. And so in that spirit, we brought on this Flor de Caña. This is a 12-year slow-aged rum.
Wow. Nice color.
Yeah, product of Nicaragua. And man, it's got all the soft delicacies of a long-aged spirit, but still with the sweet intenseness of a rum that'll just brighten any cocktail. And it just reminds us a lot of how you can use Pierre's to bridge the gap between rum, bourbon, and you know, kind of be creative with those recipes. So
yeah.
You know, don't hesitate to walk in and order not only a Pierre's old fashioned, you know, stirred down with some bitters,
so good,
a little citrus,
yeah.
Citrus oil, but maybe consider using something like Flor de Caña for it too. Put them side by side.
Yeah.
Your wife orders the Pierre's, you order the Flor de Caña, you know, you kind of figure out where your tastes lie.
It's like a date night opportunity. That's kind of cool.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, well, and I know what's interesting about the Pierre's rum, at least when I've been up at the tasting room up at the distillery, is most people come in and they go for Jimmy's, they like the bottle, you know, they like the way it looks, they like the story, you know, and we end up giving them a taste, but then we say, hey, you've got to try our rum, and Pierre's is just so good. It's so smooth. It's not what you would expect. What most people come in, they think of like a Captain Morgan or something that's a little bit more abrasive, but this is a much smoother, much more enjoyable spirit.
Comfortable.
It's very comfortable. Yeah, very, very comfortable. So that's interesting. Yeah, that's really cool that we have those options.
Yeah, some great, unique, new offerings for both the wine list, the spirit list. Of course, this is just a little taste of some of the new stuff.
Right. So they probably need to come in to experience some of the other things that you're not even talking about.
But don't hesitate to ask about what you like. You know, that is the beauty of the Keeper's Hall restaurant is we can have that conversation. We can, you know, your servers are well-versed. They all have a passion for these things, not because it's their job, but because they truly enjoy it. And so, you know, don't hesitate to ask a server, ask a manager, ask somebody walking around, you know, what their opinion is of something on the list, or if they have a suggestion for you. It's an easy way to discover something new, maybe discover an old favorite, maybe brag to your friends, hey, I got some Whistlepig 10 and you didn't. There's a lot of cool opportunities on the wine list and spirits list now.
Right. That's awesome. Well, I'm kind of eyeballing this over here. This looks amazing. Can you tell us a little bit more about what this is? I mean,
yeah. So
it looks like Brussels sprouts and
cheese. We're looking at the appetizer list that hasn't changed in the 4 years that I've been here, and there's a good reason for that, because you do a few things and you do them well. Well, we found an opportunity to grow that list, and this is something that, again, I told you, our servers, the people that work here at the restaurant have a passion for food and drink and spirit,
mm-hmm.
and we literally were just in conversation one day about some of the better dishes that we've made at home, seen on menus, and Brussels sprouts got brought up. Really fantastic.
I'm going to just try some.
Yeah, I'll tell them what you're eating, but Michael's already had it before, so that's why he's not waiting. He knows how delicious this dish is. So what we've done is make an addition to the appetizer menu. It's going to be friendly for our vegetarian friends, because sometimes duck cigars and oysters Rockefeller are not too approachable for some folks.
Mm-hmm.
But man, these Brussels sprouts are a really unique dish, where we've blanched them, left them nice and soft in the middle, and then into the deep fryer for just a quick flash fry. And so what you get are these just like crispy, flaky, melt in your mouth edges. Oh,
so
yeah,
good.
With just a savory
so
heart.
Yeah.
Well, what we dress them with is crumbled Texas goat cheese. Delicious.
Really
good. You'll find it on our Keeper's Hall House salad. And a drizzle of balsamic vinegar reduction. The balsamic vinegar in production up the hill as we speak.
Yeah, up at the winery, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, just so there. Good. but yeah.
What you've got is a bitter, you know, kind of a slightly bitter but savory, buttery, crispy bed to lay on some creamy goat cheese.
Mm.
And, you know, sweet but well-layered balsamic reduction. And I haven't fed this to anyone yet that hasn't been extremely happy.
Yeah.
Look for this on the appetizer menu. It may not be around forever, but show it some love, because
it
deserves it.
It's definitely good. Yeah, that's amazing.
We'll eat those in a minute.
Yeah. So clearly, you know, let's just recap. We've talked about our wines and some of the other wines other than Keeper's Hall that we carry, and we can show how we can sit side by side with some of these great wines all around the world.
Absolutely.
And still have that quality, you know, and that's amazing, as well as our spirits with our rum and our bourbon, as well as other bourbons that we're carrying. And we have a new menu item. That's pretty exciting. Is there anything else kind of going on in the restaurant? Or
absolutely. This restaurant, about to go into our 20th year.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of Keeper's Hall here. And as somebody that grew up in the restaurant industry, my parents operated a restaurant for a mom and pop, you know, privately owned restaurant for a long time, but not 20 years. That is definitely something special that we're looking forward to next year. And I think we're going to celebrate it well. So if you guys are familiar with some of the Vintner's Dinners offerings that we've had this year, if you're familiar with our menu, look for some celebrations of 20 years coming up in the upcoming year, mm. both in these dinners, on the menu, as we grow and love and do. We really want to share that, you know, those three things with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we've been growing a business, and so now, like, what's the best way to have the best experience at the restaurant of Keeper's Hall?
Man, I'm glad you ask. A lot of people ask me in the street daily, do I need a reservation to come to Keeper's Hall? And, you know, we've always used the terms highly suggested. And I think that really, you know, absolutely encompasses the nature of our business here. We don't require a reservation. Our doors are open. Our hours are posted. We're happy to host you whenever you decide to come see us at the Keeper's Hall restaurant. However, if you are really looking for just a dynamite experience from the moment you step foot on the grounds to the second the valet brings your car around, call us. Whether it's for lunch or for dinner, a reservation will do nothing but enhance your experience. Give us an opportunity to plan for your arrival, staff correctly, make sure the food is prepared as fresh as possible. Mm-hmm. The reservations are not just to tell people no. It's really to help us, you know, be prepared and give you guys the best experience, the world-class experience that we want to.
Absolutely. Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time and sharing with us all of this great information. And seriously, guys, come on out to the bar. You know, if you just want to sit down for some drinks at the bar, you're more than welcome to. Or like you said.
Speaking of reservations, the bar top here is always first come, first serve. We won't take a reservation for that. So if there's an empty spot, we're happy to have you. Any time of our operation, the hours are probably a good thing to mention, our hours of operation here at the restaurant. We are blessed to have a true weekend here, so the restaurant doesn't operate on Sundays or Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
That's both the bed and breakfast rooms or the restaurant don't operate on those days. But Tuesday through Friday, you can have lunch starting at 11 p.m. We run that lunch menu until about 4 p.m. And then dinner is served until 9.
Mm.
We take our last reservation at 8:45. The kitchen is still cranked up and ready to go until 9 p.m. And then on Saturday, we've got a little bit of a unique shift available. We share the building here with our bed and breakfast at the restaurant. And so every day we serve breakfast to our bed and breakfast guests.
Right.
But on Saturday, we open that up to the public.
Okay.
You know, so if you've ever heard of anyone staying at the bed and breakfast and they've talked about the Eggs Benedict, the lovely breakfast they've had the next morning, you and your family and your friends have the opportunity to come share that breakfast with us. So we do open the doors at 7 a.m.
Okay.
Again, reservations highly suggested, even for the breakfast shift. Mm-hmm. And so we serve breakfast till 11 and then back into that same schedule of 11 to 9 for the lunch and dinner.
Okay. And I know we typically have, you know, holiday parties or business meetings here at the restaurant as well, right? We have a couple of rooms that we could potentially host larger groups.
Absolutely. Now, it's a little inconvenient that you're bringing it up at this time because, December is
packed.
Awesome. It's okay. Awesome. these private rooms are, I think I have 3 seatings available in the month of December.
Wow.
In our cognac room that seats up to 40. That's between, now and the first, you know, the new year. There are 3 evenings where that room is not occupied. So if you hadn't considered your corporate or company or family gathering for Christmas, you might be a little late this year. I would suggest calling us for that private space up to 40, you know, maybe in October next year. Get ahead of the ball a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then we also have a really nice 12-person room we call the Roan Room. It almost seats conference style. It's a long, slender room with closing doors, and it is a really unique opportunity for like an office of maybe an attorney or a doctor, you know, some of these smaller offices to come in and have a nice, intimate celebration of the holidays or anniversaries or, you know, anything like that, up to 12 people. You know, we can really put together a nice dinner, a nice lunch,
mm-hmm.
you know, even if you take the lunch hour for something as simple as Secretary Day or something. This 12-person room is, the Roan Room is fantastic. It's a great atmosphere. Self-contained, you know, one server, you're not worried about a thing, but just what dish is coming next.
Right. Awesome. Well, again, thank you for your time. And, you know, if you guys are really interested, go to keepersall.com or just give us a call on it from our website. We'd be more than happy to accommodate your needs, or just come on by and sit at the bar if we have seating available. So, all right. Well, thanks again.
All right, guys.
Okay. Yo.